Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus. Bless the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded that they were created. And he established them forever and ever, and gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Would you stand and let's lift our voices in praise to our King. Lord, we adore you. Jesus, King of Kings, we worship you, O God, in the beauty of holiness. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. Praise to our King. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are glorious. Lord, you are worthy. We worship you, O God. Glory to our King. Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Praise be to your name. You are high and exalted, O God. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Glory to our God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 the Lord. Jesus, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Sing hymn number 35 in the red hymnal. You remain standing as we sing number 35.
Jesus, 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 holy God, we worship you. come and worship you.
Yes, Lord.
That we can gather together as one to praise our God, to tell of your excellent greatness.
Yes, Lord.
To talk about our Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you so much that we can gather and come into the very presence of God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you that we can come. That we can be open to receive
Hallelujah.
From you.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus,
as the praise
yes,
fills up,
Lord.
The blessings
Lord,
come down.
Fill us.
So Lord, help us.
Jesus,
help us to keep our mouths
Jesus,
open, to keep our hearts
Jesus,
open.
Fill us,
that as we
Lord.
Worship you, Jesus, you come and you meet us.
Yes.
Lord, through the song,
Hallelujah.
Through worship,
Hallelujah.
Through the message.
Jesus,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this way. Thank you, Lord, that you ever
Hallelujah.
Taught us this wonderful
Hallelujah.
Truth.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. That we can come and
yes.
praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes.
you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
We love you this morning.
Yes,
we love to
Jesus.
Give our whole
yes,
heart,
Lord,
Lord Jesus,
yes.
to worship to you this morning. And I pray.
Bless your name.
Bless
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we praise you. Lord Jesus, you are worthy. Glory to your name. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus, come, Lord, come fresh, Lord, fall upon us, yes, Jesus, Jesus, minister your blessings, minister your blessing, O God, Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, Spirit of God, fall fresh today. Fill us, Lord, with the praises of God on our lips, dear God. Be exalted this day. Jesus, be magnified in our midst today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the
sing number 125 in the white hymnal, 125.
Thank you.
This week we had an opportunity to fellowship with a few of our Chinese friends, and the name Pearl Young came into our conversation, and it just so happened that I had her testimony in my Bible. I was carrying it around with me, and it's the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I just wanted to share a little bit of this with you. And so as I mentioned, Pearl Young, she was a missionary to China, and she was a rare vessel of God in many ways. She longed for all that God had for her personally. She said how terrible it would be to live one's life missing his full will and his purpose. As she was in China, the Lord did a very real work in her heart. But all the time there, when I cry, my contacts get foggy, sorry, and I can't see. All the time there was that underlying longing and seeking. She did not know what. Somehow she felt there must be a fuller experience of the Holy Spirit to be had. And I'm going to read some of her testimony because it's just so much better. She says, when the war was over, she came home. After several months, her coworker received the baptism while staying in a Pentecostal home in Chicago. A little later, while visiting in Buffalo, New York, she heard of the Ridgewood Church and felt a great desire to go, urging me to consider going with her. It had been 8 years since she was last home with her aging father. He was very sick, but she said, I seem to know that this call was of God, and I dare not miss what it might hold for me. He opened the way very wonderfully, and thus the early summer of 1946 found us in Brooklyn and in my first Pentecostal service. How can I write of those days and meetings? It was so altogether new to me, a different world indeed. The meetings were controlled by the Holy Ghost, the reason being, as I learned, that God's servants were determined to have them so at all costs and kept low at the feet of Jesus, willing to wait for the Spirit. The result was that no two meetings were alike. It was what I had longed for, but never really hoped to see. The gifts of the Spirit were in operation, and there was liberty. The times of silent waiting on God were as precious and as wonderful as the times of spontaneous, abandoned worshiping. To think that the Lord would draw near in that way and speak to his people such words of tenderness and love, or exhortation and warning. And the response that followed on the part of the people, the worship and adoration and praise. I saw that they had an intimate fellowship with Jesus, to which I was a stranger, though I had really known and loved him for years. But there were things that the Lord had to teach me. For one thing, I did not know much about letting go, that the Spirit might have his way. When a dear sister suggested one night at the altar service that I praise the Lord out loud, I could not see the reason or necessity for it. The thought of trying to work up something was most repulsive to me. But I had to learn that praising God in such a way, as well as with lifting up one's hands, and at times with clapping of hands, should he so lead, are not only scriptural ways of worshiping God, but are also of an inestimable value in breaking the bondage of the flesh, and bringing about that loosening up, that liberation, that yieldedness of the whole body, which there must be if the Holy Spirit is to have full control. It was Charles Finney who said that we, as it were, put the Holy Spirit in a straitjacket. And this is true in a way that people, reserved and stiff and self-conscious as I was, hardly realize. But the Lord helped me, however. I had been in Brooklyn just over 2 weeks when I received the baptism. The Saturday previous to my receiving had been dark, dark day when it seemed as though the forces of hell were arrayed against me. I just hung helplessly to the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." My friend told me later that she was led to pray for me several hours until she had the assurance of victory. That victory was manifested the following Sunday in the evening altar service when Jesus came to me and flooded my being. The evidence of speaking in tongues was not given until Tuesday when I was alone in my room, but it really seemed as though the blessed work was done on that Sunday evening. And now, years later, it all means so much more to me than it did then. The conscious presence of Jesus has become my dearest treasure, a treasure to be guarded, and the abiding life as one is careful to keep and to walk in that wonderful presence has become an ever more blessed reality. Oh, the wonder of the grace and love and faithfulness of God. He is indeed no respecter of persons, but waits to give himself to every truly seeking heart. And when Jesus can come to a soul, it is that he may take up his reign there, displacing self in every part of the being, fulfilling the great purpose of God as expressed in the words, conformed to the image of his Son. And I just go back to that. We've been talking this week a lot, so much has been coming up about lifting our voices to the Lord and worshiping him. So many of us have been talking about that. And sometimes we feel so hindered. Maybe when somebody next to us is not lifting their voices and we feel a little shy or scared to do that, don't be afraid. I just shared this with my daughter a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, when you're going through a hard time, you feel lonely, you feel angry, depression, whatever it may be, lift your voice to him. And he will release all of that. It gives that opportunity for the Holy Spirit to come and do that work in your life. And you will be amazed at what he does. Sometimes it seems like that's not the thing to do when you're going through those rough times, but it just lifts it all. He's so faithful to do that. And I just pray for each one of us that we just continue to seek him earnestly and let him fill you with his Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Praise the Lord.